Hello, everybody. Thank you for tuning in to Starlight Tarot at this time and at this hour. This is going to be a love reading for Aquarius North Node. A love reading for Aquarius North Node. I'm sending everyone so much light, peace, and healing energy, and so much unconditional love. Let's see what's cooking. Messages for Aquarius North Node in love. Messages for Aquarius North Node and 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 love. Let's see what's clicking for Aquarius North Node and love. Messages for Aquarius North Node and love. Messages for Aquarius North Node and love. Messages for Aquarius. The Fool is coming out. So that's you. You're showing face. Okay, what's cooking? Messages for Aquarius, North Node, and love. Okay, Four of Pentacles. So this is being protective, holding on to something, clinging to something. Okay, security, stability. Okay, maintaining some form of stability. Okay, so someone has an attachment towards you, but I feel like it may only be for money. Okay, with the Four of Cups at the bottom of the deck, someone is taking this opportunity with you to secure themselves, or someone is being selfish right now. Someone could be being selfish. Someone is holding back from you. Okay, I feel like someone doesn't feel like sharing or giving. Someone is not giving their time or sharing their time with you. Someone is really standoffish. Okay, someone could be an introvert. The Seven of Cups in reverse. Okay, so you're gonna find out why someone is being standoffish or why someone is being distant with you. With the Seven of Cups in reverse. What is the Seven of Cups in reverse for Aquarius North Node? The Ace of Pentacles. Okay. So there's money involved. Two of Swords just flipped over. Okay, so there's a decision. I feel like there's someone is needing to choose between their stability and you. Okay, but there's an opportunity here for long-term success and progression with the Ace of Pentacles. Okay, I feel like this is a new enterprise. Okay, you're going down a new journey, you're starting a new business venture. Okay. I'm also hearing in the mean and in between time. Okay, so I feel like you have some time for yourself, or there's going to be a change in your schedule. Okay, I feel like this is why someone may have been holding back. There are changes being made. What is the Two of Swords? The Eight of Swords. Okay. And the Wheel of Fortune is coming out in reverse underneath the Four of Pentacles. I feel like the Four of Pentacles is a signal to not go down a certain path with someone. I feel like if you go back to someone, or if you decide to involve yourself with someone, you're not going to get what you want. They're not going to give it to you. Someone here is selfish and they're standoffish. Someone has their own agenda. There's an obstacle with the Eight of Swords and the Wheel of Fortune in reverse. Yeah, the Knight of Swords in reverse is coming out. So someone always rushes to assumptions. Someone is problematic. Okay. Someone is complicated. Someone doesn't like to tell all or tell you everything. Someone gives you bits and pieces. Okay, I feel like someone could be hiding an opportunity from you, or they don't want you to know that they have an opportunity, or you don't want someone to know that you have an opportunity. There's a decision that needs to be made that is going to affect the someone's mobility. Okay, now this could be you, or this could be the person that you're dealing with. Okay, I feel like someone is racking their brain a little bit. Someone is trying to make a decision, and I feel like it involves money. I don't know, do I choose? Okay, strength is coming out in reverse. What is strength in reverse? Someone is not equipped, or someone is having a hard time facing their challenges head on. Okay, facing the challenges of the relationship head on, but someone is quick to assume. There's a lack of self-confidence. Okay, there's a lack of will. There's a lack of discipline, but there's an opportunity. And I feel like it's a business opportunity. I feel like it's a business, a new enterprise for a business venture. I feel like you may need to make a decision between work and a relationship. You may need to protect yourself and hold on to your stability. I'm also hearing, too, you're going to find something. It's locked away, though. You need the key, but you're going to be receiving that key with the Ace of Pentacles. You're going to be able to unlock a treasure box. There's some information that someone is holding on to that I feel is the exact information you may need. That's why I feel like when you ask someone questions, they're like, why do you want to know? Or, you know, it's none of your business, or this is mine. But I don't, you know, I see someone here also keeping a low profile. So you may need to keep a low profile, or you may need, don't discuss your finances with anyone. Don't discuss your income. Don't tell anyone how much you make. Keep that to yourself. Keep this new opportunity to yourself, because I feel like someone here could be a bit jealous, or yeah, because the Queen of Wands is in reverse next to the Strength card in reverse. So I feel like there is, you intimidate someone, you make someone feel bad. Someone here feels bad, but they still don't like you. Okay, they don't like you. There's someone in the way. There's a third party. Okay, they could be a fire sign, Aries, Leo, Sagittarius. Your person is in the process of making a decision between you and this person, but there's money involved, okay, with the Ace of Pentacles. And I feel like that money is yours, Aquarius, North Node. There are regrets with the Five of Cups showing face at the bottom of the deck. Someone cannot let go of the past, or someone has some ties to the past. Someone doesn't want you to have something. The Emperor is coming out. Okay, so this is a boss figure, a CEO. Someone is going to help you get out of a sticky situation. You're going to have some form of assistance. Okay, the person that you're dealing with has their own agenda. They have their own motives. And I feel like they're working with the third party to keep some form of stability from you. But when you are able to have access to that treasure box, you're going to see why someone was trying to keep this from you. Someone doesn't want to see you receive the abundance that you've been waiting for, because it's here, it's coming. And you may have to make a decision in walking away or staying stuck with someone that is not giving you anything. They're not, you know, there are no benefits for you here. I don't see any of that. And there's definitely no love. Okay, there's no love here. Okay, so but there is an Emperor here. There's a boss figure here who I feel is stepping into the picture. Okay, this could be the masculine that you're dealing with, but the Page of Cups in reverse and the Knight of Coins in reverse just came out. So this is not a welcome message. There is something that is not moving forward. Someone is not following through with commitment. I feel like you've been waiting for someone to respond to you and they haven't. Okay, because someone doesn't want you to know something, or someone is being a bit shady, but I feel like it's for their own, it's for you. I feel like it's for your own safety and protection. I feel like someone is secretly protecting you, or someone is protecting you, but they're not going to tell you that. They're protecting you from this third party, okay? Because I feel like this third party wants something you have, wants your money. And they can also be very aggressive and irrational, okay? And I feel like someone here is going to make a decision. Someone is going to step up to the plate. And give you what you've been waiting for. Okay, so I'm just... Let's see what this... let's see who the Queen of Wands in reverse is. Okay, because I feel like something is being not taken from you. But I feel like something is not being given to you from this person, okay, that you're involved with. And I feel like they don't speak much either. I feel like someone is a quiet talker, or someone here doesn't like to argue, okay? Someone is the kind of person to just, you know, leave space and room for some form of reflection to be done before they make a move or before they say anything to you. But someone is not following through. Someone is unstable. Someone is unstable. And there's a rejection here. Okay, so I feel like you may have been rejected, or someone... There's definitely a third party with the Page of Cups in reverse. This third party is unstable and they're after your stability. And the reason why this person is holding back from you is because they're trying to protect you. They don't... You know, this person could be in on it, the person that you're asking about. Or they may have a way to give you what you want without any strings attached. Okay, or they don't want this third party to know that they're going to help you out anyway, because... Someone sees that you may be... Someone knows you're a good catch, okay? Because that Ace of Pentacles is here. Someone is stable. This is stability, okay? I'm also hearing, too, someone is trying to... depend, okay? The word depend was about to come out my mouth. Okay, so someone could be depending on you for money or... Okay, but there's a decision that needs to be made. I'm hearing that someone is trying to figure out if they should release money, bust an account, okay, because the Eight of Swords. So there could be an account that's frozen. And this third party is trying to get into your account, or... They're trying to seduce your person to let them in, but your person hasn't. Your person is actually getting fed up with the whole situation. They're gaining clarity on this third party's true intentions. They're gaining clarity with the Seven of Cups in reverse. So someone knows that you have money. Okay, your person knows that you have money. They know that you're abundant. They know that you're, you know, you're doing well for yourself, or you're going to do well for yourself. But there's someone in the mix who is trying to take something from you. They don't want you to have something. They don't want you to have the money or the person. And this is why your person has been so standoffish. They're dealing with this obstacle, and this obstacle is the third party that is standing in their way. You could be dealing with an Aries, a Pisces, a Gemini. Okay, your own sign, or a Libra. What is the Queen of Wands in reverse? What is the Queen of Wands in reverse using my Leonorman Oracle deck? What is the Queen of Wands in reverse? The ship. Yeah, this person knows that your ships are about to come in. Okay, they know that something is coming for you. Good news. Okay, but this third party is not going to receive the stability and the security that they thought they were going to get, because your person is actually protecting you and themselves from this third party. Okay, but I feel like this third party is standing in your person's way. Okay, who's the Emperor? What is the Emperor doing? Let's just clarify that. Clarify the Emperor. The Eight of Cups in reverse. Okay, so someone has been going in circles in their mind, thinking and pondering whether they should go or leave, or, you know, take the higher call. Someone is going to take the higher call. Someone is going to make a decision to walk away. Okay, they're having a hard time making that decision, but they're going to. They are making that decision, okay? So I feel like masculines, you may have an ex here who is only trying to bank off of you. There's no love in these cards at all. You're going to gain clarity. There's important information or assets that you need to hold on to. Okay, but I feel like the more someone is clinging to something, and I feel like it's definitely materialistic things. Okay, but it's creating an obstacle. Okay, because I feel like someone could be penny pinching and someone may need your help. Okay, but this person is after your money. Okay, whether you're a masculine or a feminine, someone is after your money. Okay, this could be an ex or an ex of an ex. Okay, because there is a bright opportunity here for long-term stability with the Ace of Pentacles. And the Two of Swords is all about, who are you loyal to first, yourself or this person? Do you want to give this person some form of financial assistance, or do you want to hold on to what you have and discern the truth of someone's intentions? Okay, I'm not seeing any love in these cards, Aquarius North Node. Okay, so let's just confirm the Emperor for Aquarius North Node in love. Clarify the Emperor. Yes, see, the Mountain came out. There's an obstacle. Okay, for some of you masculines here, there's an obstacle. Your stability is what is the challenge. Okay, so I feel like for some of you here, something is being kept from you. You don't have access to something, but someone else does, someone that you trust. But someone that you trust could be taking advantage of you or using you. Okay, someone knows you trust them. So this is why they're holding on to whatever you may have given access to someone. I'm also hearing that as well. Okay, what is the Four of Pentacles for Aquarius North Node? Okay, the Garden came out. So someone that you know or someone that you're fond of is securing you, but they have a very low profile. Someone has a low profile, but they're securing you. Okay, so I also feel like now would be a great time to build new connections, to increase your stability financially and or figuratively or literally your stability with people, okay? Because I feel like there's someone struggling financially, but they hide it well, or, you know, they know how to make something look good. Okay, they don't want you to know, or that this third party doesn't want you to know, because they know that you'll have a one-up on them if you do. So I'm just going to get one more card and then wrap it up. Aquarius North Node. And love, Aquarius North Node in love. I see you walking away. Okay, I also see a masculine walking away, but the obstacle is this third party, because someone here is after another person's money. Okay, they know it's coming. They know it's here. They know you've been waiting for it, but this person does not care. Yeah, there's a foundation that is crumbling. Okay. with the Ten of Pentacles coming out in reverse. This is the public. So someone here may have made a couple bad investments. I'm also hearing bad transactions. Okay, some people don't like the way someone here works. I feel like it's the third party. There were promises made that someone couldn't keep. But there is a new opportunity coming to the forefront. Okay, so let's just clarify the Ten of Pentacles in reverse. This could be a broken home, a broken marriage. Okay, you guys could be fighting over assets. There's, you know, a third party in the way who wants a piece of the pie. And there's a decision that needs to be made because there's double loyalty. It's a sticky situation with the Eight of Swords. Someone is deciding on whether they should take the higher call, be the boss, be a man, and take the lead and take responsibility for, you know, their actions. Yes, the Lovers came out. So someone here is a soulmate. Okay, someone here is a soulmate. You could definitely be dealing with a Gemini who I feel is battling with their own emotions for you. There's some form of insecurities. There's insecurities. Someone is not stable. There's an ex in the way. And someone is after your money. Someone doesn't have any money. Okay. Someone squandered everything, but someone is in love with you and they can't let you know this. This is why they've been having a hard time making a decision, because they want to come out and tell you what the situation has been. But I feel like someone is a bit fearful. Okay. You know, there was an element of confusion as well with the Seven of Cups, but there is going to be clarity gained because the Seven of Cups is in reverse. So I feel like someone is protecting you, someone that may know you. Maybe you've seen them around. They've definitely seen you. And I feel like it's a stranger. Okay, there's a stranger here that is securing you. But someone loves you. Someone definitely does love you. Okay, so I'm going to confirm what the Lovers is with my Leah Norman Oracle deck, and I'm going to wrap it up. The Lovers. Okay, so someone is going to come. Someone is coming for you. The Rider came out, and I feel like someone wants to find a solution. Okay, remember I told you you're going to be gaining access to that treasure box soon, or whatever is being kept from you. You're going to receive it, or you're going to receive something greater, because I feel like someone is holding back. Someone may be a bit fearful on initiating a conversation with you, or they're waiting for the right time. Okay, the right time, place. Yeah. There's going to be some form of communication coming in. Okay, Aquarius North Node, someone does love you though. I feel like someone is trying to tie up some loose ends, break away from the past, and make their way to you. Okay, so I'm sending you so much love, light, peace, and healing energy. Thank you for tuning in to Starlight Tarot at this time and at this hour, and I'm sending you so much unconditional love. Later, guys. Mwah.